AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police arrested anti-immigration enforcement demonstrators at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. Officials say they overstepped their permit. It's part of a mass mobilization to protest the Trump administration's crackdown across Minnesota. This man, Ryan, was protesting in the cold in Minneapolis.
Just sticking up for our Fourth Amendment rights. You know, we're getting persecuted by the federal government for just, it's devastating having our neighbors being profiled racially. And, by out-of-towners from, you know, all these ICE agents are from Texas telling us how to run our community.
A network of labor unions, progressive organizations, and clergy had urged Minnesotans to stay away from work, school, and even shops today to protest the immigration enforcement surge in Minneapolis and St. Paul. ICE's Greg Bovino defended their work.
Our operations are lawful, they're targeted, and they're focused on individuals who pose a serious threat to this community. They are not random, and they are not political. They are about removing criminals who are actively harming Minneapolis neighborhoods.
At the March for Life in Washington, Vice President J.D. Vance is encouraging anti-abortion activists to celebrate progress in limiting abortion.
I know that there is still much road ahead to travel together. Take heart. Take heart in how far we've come. But don't lose sight of why we march.
Vance praised the Supreme Court 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The Indianapolis Colts say the FBI has opened an investigation into the death of former Colts owner Jim Irsay. His daughters say their father died peacefully in his sleep. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A former football player is dead.
A medical examiner says former Philadelphia Eagles defensive lineman Kevin Johnson has died from blunt head trauma and stab wounds at a homeless encampment. The Los Angeles County medical examiner says the 55-year-old Johnson was pronounced dead Wednesday after being found unconscious. His death was ruled a homicide and is being investigated. Johnson was a fourth-round draft pick by New England in 1993. He also spent time with Oakland. Johnson had 7 career sacks and returned a fumble for a touchdown over 38 career games. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The National Park Service removed an exhibit on slavery at Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Park in response to his executive order calling for the restoration of truth and sanity to American history at the nation's museums, parks, and landmarks. The city of Philadelphia is suing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.